With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump speaking out on the shooter at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And he just, it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
The sole Republican senator getting in the way of President Trump's pick to head up the Federal Reserve now says he's ready to vote yes.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion-dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
King Charles embarking on a state visit to the United States Monday, aiming to strengthen ties between the two nations as he helps to celebrate the 250th birthday of America. The visit includes a commemoration of the 9/11 attacks and a tribute to fallen service members. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on artificial intelligence in the pulpit. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks Protestant churchgoers how they would feel if they discovered that their pastor was using AI to help him prepare his sermons. 44% say they have no problem with it. 43% say they would be unhappy about it. And 13% can't make up their mind. The survey also reveals that 61% of believers are worried about the effect AI might have on Christianity in this country. Michael Harrington reporting.
European Court of Justice ruling that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to kids violates the EU's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to youngsters that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. Germany grappling with energy challenges. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
Germany faces mounting energy challenges after its nuclear phase-out, compounded by oil supply disruptions linked to the Iran conflict and an impending halt of oil deliveries via a Russian pipeline. Officials insist there's no immediate threat to energy security, but aviation fuel shortages and local supply pressures suggest a scramble to secure alternatives.
German leaders admit phasing out nuclear energy was a huge mistake, but political opposition blocks any rollback. Ukrainians have gathered in the city of Slavuchak to remember those affected by the Chernobyl nuclear disaster 40 years ago. Midnight ceremony Sunday honored those who died and the thousands more who risk radiation exposure. Despite wartime curfews, residents show up for the vigil each and every year. More details, srnnews.com.